This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not sure I want to talk about this.
I can't. I'm sorry. I cannot stop looking at this
picture.
Don't.
You have to stop. We want to talk about. You reach a certain point in your life where you know there's going to be more medical procedures than you had when you were 20.
Sure.
There's, the doctor's going to have to do some things.
Oh, like checkup ones.
Checkups and just like, you know, there's...
Well, I was thinking the opposite because like you normally break bones when you're younger. You're a little more like not careless, but just like...
But there's, you know, as a boy, the finger starts at a certain age. Mm-hmm. That exam. There's a certain age for both men and women that you need
so
the camera...
The checkups. That's what I mean. Not like a emergency
right.
bone
yeah.
breaks.
So let's talk about one of the procedures that I'm supposed to have done and I still haven't done it. The colonoscopy.
Oh, really? You haven't?
I was scheduled for April of 2020.
Oh.
We're a few years past
I know.
That.
I pooped in the box.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have a history of, or like your family?
Not really.
Of pooping in boxes? is this a tradition?
No,
or
I just, okay. Here's the deal. We want to talk about medical mishaps. And I'm just saying, there's one. I'm due for a colonoscopy. I know I got to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll help.
Yeah.
If need.
How will you
take
help?
Some night glasses or something?
Tiak already has his gloves on.
Yeah. Gloves.
Oh my God. Did everyone just
it's
hear?
It's my job anyways.
Did you hear that loud clicking sound? It was everybody changing radio stations. Okay. We're talking to no one now. Okay. A Florida doctor is facing disciplinary action. He was doing a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So they give you like propofol or something. You don't go under for a colonoscopy. You go into like twilight. Mm-hmm. So you're there because they can tell you, lift up your leg a little bit and you'll do it.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. You're not, but you don't remember any of it.
Really? Ooh,
it's like
I didn't know that.
Michael Jackson drug that killed him or whatever. I think it's propofol, whatever. Because I tell this story over and over, but it's like there's a friend of mine who got a colonoscopy, and as he was coming out or whatever, he's talking to his wife, and he's like, "They never even touched my butt."
Because
you just don't remember it.
Okay, I see. Wow.
So the doctor himself, who's in charge of ramming a camera into this one of the more sacred places.
Don't ram it.
Well, I think he kind of did because he wasn't wearing his hearing aids.
Oh, the doctor wasn't?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What?
So he couldn't hear. He was just watching the camera. He's fishing the camera in on his way from exit to entry. And couldn't hear the person screaming in pain. Guy's just the propofol's working on his body, so he's like kind of limp, but he could feel the pain, and he's like, "Ow, ow, ow!" And the doctor can't.
Oh my!
He couldn't hear him. Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh,
can you
no.
imagine? This is why we want to talk about medical mishaps. We want to talk about things. They don't have to be this bad, or they amputated the wrong leg of your uncle or whatever. But like. So I'm like, I know there's going to be surgery wake-ups. I think medical mishaps will be a lot of surgical wake-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And like, have you had one? I feel like you've had one.
I have. I think.
I forget.
I don't know. I don't know if I was supposed to wake up or not.
In the middle of what?
The endoscopy.
Oh my God, through your mouth?
Yeah.
And did you, on your face, were you tied down?
No, because I remember sitting up and like two
you
nurses.
You sat up?
Oh, and I was flailing my arms, like kind of hitting the nurses.
Oh, no.
I remember I was crying. I was like 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That young? Oh, no.
So I honestly don't know if I was supposed to wake up, though, to like help them swallow it.
No. No.
I don't know.
No. Good God, woman.
Yeah.
What if they needed help? Move your leg. I don't know.
Can you imagine me, this guy, like,
Oh, with the I like that the doctor's like, yeah, I don't wear my hearing aids anymore because the patients keep screaming. It's too loud.
Yes!
Yeah. I'm just not going to wear
them. I can't focus.
Yeah. Okay, so these are a couple of examples, but we want to hear, like, and there's, I mean, there's one as simple as, like, she was getting eyelash extensions. I know it's not a but it is kind of medical. Yeah. She's getting eyelash extensions and she went blind.
What?
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Her eyes started burning and, like, whatever they were using. They gave her the wrong kind of glue, I guess.
Mm. Used like Gorilla Glue instead of...
Their commercials are convincing.
We don't want you back here very long. We're guaranteeing our work. Okay, so if you've had a medical mishap, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I want to hear about the skull one. Tell me this.
That's, do you want to see the picture?
That's what we started talking about at the very beginning because Aaron's obsessed with the pictures. This guy goes in for some sort
one
of...
One way to phrase it, okay. He had a brain hemorrhage.
Okay. So then in order to drain the brain, they like cut your skull open and then they saw a chunk of skull off and then kind of let it drain. And then they just put that skull in the... In some sort of, I would assume, sealed hermetically in a freezer or a fridge, somewhere to keep it. Okay. So they and then they reattach it.
Wow, that's intense.
Because we're talking about medical mishaps.
That's
know,
not what happened.
Powerball Pete went to grab his fish sticks out of the same fridge and apparently consumed the skull because they can't find it.
What?
They can't find, and it's not a small chunk.
It's,
not,
it's 4.7 by 6 inch.
Oh, no.
It's
dude,
massive,
it is a huge chunk of skull. Yeah. She has the pictures on her computer right now. This guy's skull is caved in because he doesn't have, he's just got skin and no skull.
Oh, no. What?
To add insult to injury, then the hospital goes, well, we can fix it. We can create a titanium plate and put it in there instead. And they do, and they fix it.
Okay.
Whew.
That's a close one.
And then they charged him
$19,000
for the titanium.
What?
That he didn't need because until they lost it.
Oh,
because
no.
Because Powerball Pete ate his skull. Like,
poor Pete.
All the docs are putting their keys in that piece of skull.
Yes.
It's like a little dish. Oh, no.
I'm just, I don't, honestly, Powerball Pete had nothing to do with it, but I'm like, he's just the guy who brings his lunch in here and just like, who knows if he just grabs, like, what was this? I don't remember what this was. And someone's like, hey, where's the skull from patient in 212? I was like,
oh, what a nightmare.
I ate it with some fava beans. Okay. So we just, if you've been involved in a medical mishap, you woke up, they amputated the wrong thing, you went blind, you lost a whatever, we'd love to hear your medical mishap stories. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about medical mishaps, which is tragic. Some guy was awake and screaming during his colonoscopy. And...
Which we did get texts of like, that's not true because it's not just the doctor and the patient. He wasn't wearing his hearing aids, so the other people could also not communicate with him. So he wasn't able to stop.
Oh.
Because he couldn't hear anyone.
Got it.
Yeah.
So he just kept...
He just kept digging.
A whole camera crew.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Then we talked about a guy who lost his skull. The hospital lost his skull.
Yeah.
And tried to charge him for the replacement. So we want to hear your medical mishaps as well. Matt?
Yai.
Yai. Medical mishap. What do you got?
Well, I was just going to let you know, my brother actually fell off a balcony and hit his head and had severe brain swelling. So what they did was cut the side of his head, you know, his skull out and actually stored it in his abdomen. That's where
they kept
it.
That is a
they
thing.
They literally put
because you want to keep the blood flow to it.
Yeah, the blood was still there and everything. So that's how they stored it for, man.
So maybe
months.
They just forgot where they put it.
Is it by his stomach? His diaphragm?
It's a Lego.
Oh, oh my God.
Huh.
Okay. Well, you don't think of this show as a place where you learn things.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank God I didn't try to go to medical school. I don't know any of this stuff.
Just cut him open somewhere else and shove it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let that colonoscopy guy find a spot for it.
What?
Oh, my God. We're 10. Jeremy?
Yay.
Yay.
Medical mishap. What happened?
So after my my third kid, I decided I wanted to unload the gun, and the doctor administered...
I unload the gun all the time.
Stop it.
The doctor administered the numbing agent to one side of the gift bag and thought the intern had done the other side. And
then
when they went in with the scalpel, I felt every...
No, you did it!
Did
oh,
you,
my God!
Did you? Was that one...
No.
Was the non-numbed side first?
Yeah, they did that. I saw a little puff of smoke on that side, and then when they went on the scalpel on the other side, it just felt like Freddy Krueger was molesting me.
Oh,
oh
no.
My
did
gosh.
You scream?
What's that?
Did you scream? Did you jump? What did you do?
I almost jumped off the table.
You're on a table? I thought you were in a chair. I've always pictured it like you're sitting in a shoeshine chair.
Well, I didn't go to like a
what at the airport?
Kind of.
Get the colonoscopy.
And there's a guy going, huh? You want what? You want me to shine here? Oh my God. Okay.
What a nightmare.
Okay, that's
horrifying.
Because that's another thing I need to get done. I really need to get that done.
Mm. And someone's like, "Hey, numbnuts." You're like, "I wish."
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Rachel.
Hello.
Medical mishap. What happened to you?
Well, it's really a medical miracle instead of a mishap.
Okay.
As I was called dead upon arrival to the hospital.
Whoa.
And here I am, still here.
What happened?
Rushed up to brain surgery and wasn't even supposed to make it through the weekend. So my family and friends came and had a funeral, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
You say goodbye to me, but here I still am. So I wouldn't call it a mishap, but more a medical miracle.
Oh, so maybe you didn't understand what we were... No, I mean, that is great.
That's amazing.
So super happy you're alive.
So you got to see kind of who showed up to your funeral?
That's kind of cool.
What they said?
No, I was in a coma.
Oh.
This is just stuff that I
hate that part of Washington.
Well, we were there too, and we loved it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We've got it's degenerated down to like we're not even okay. Nick.
Yay.
Yay.
Thanks for bringing the energy, bud.
Yeah, I remembered this time.
Medical mishap. What happened to you?
So first off, I don't like dentists at all.
Who does?
16, had to go get wisdom teeth that were, one was growing in like sideways or something. The other one was infected.
Okay.
Halfway through, all I remember is my eyes opening.
Oh no.
And they had to put me out. Like they had to give me an IV and laughing gas because I hate needles, big baby. But
so you,
I woke up halfway through and could hear them with pliers cracking my teeth.
Yeah.
I woke up in mine too.
I was awake for mine.
What?
I wasn't. No.
Yeah, no.
You were?
Yeah.
Yours weren't impacted.
No.
They couldn't have been.
No, yeah, they were.
They kept you awake?
Yeah, they just did the numbing and like the laughing gas.
I would be definitely impacted if that happened to me. What are you talking about?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.